meant for raising money for the typhoon relief. A member of the UBC community, a very active member, Francis Arevalo, he's hosting it, and he's got a whole bunch of talent lined up, great talent, so I recommend
everybody.
I hear
you're one of those great talents.
Yes, I don't want to shamelessly plug myself in, but I'm part of a band called Class Act. We do freestyle rap. Very different from what we've been hearing today, but we're going to try and contribute our kind of entertainment value to the
and
the show.
I think Blank Vinyl Projects has actually worked with you guys as well before.
Yes, Ori, a guy named Ori. Yeah, he helped us get a show. So,
yeah.
And just a quick thing then. If anybody wants to get involved, like as a performer, mm-hmm. is there an audition process that they got to go through? Just quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I was saying at the beginning, we've actually strayed away from our featured artist system for the sole purpose of helping more people.
Okay.
So, while the website is being updated as we speak, in the new year, it'll be very clear when you go to blankvinylproject.ca, there'll be a project application form. And as long as you're a member of our community, you can apply for a project with us, whether it be, like I said, something small scale, like, you know, open mics or something like that, or large scale, like EP albums or music videos or live session videos, stuff like that, like BVP TV that we did with Anne. That's what we're going to be doing. It's in place of our featured artist system. So we would have spotlight artists, which are artists that we just work with on projects. So that's something to look forward to in the new year. It'll be an application form right up on our website.
Awesome. So that was a Blank Vinyl Project. And this has been an amazing hour of student power. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of this. If you were listening, you just witnessed some awesome history in the making, guys.
Thanks so much for having us. This was awesome.
So that was Rebel on a Mountain and Anne Wiro, Wiro.
I don't actually know how to say it either.
Wiro. So Anne Wiro and Rebel on a Mountain were the artists that were featured today.
As well as the Speechless Radio, which is one of the tracks I played, and the Mouths as well, which was a bad idea, that punk band.
All right, guys. So thank you, and stay tuned for more student programming coming up.
Asked if I want to kiss her. I said that I couldn't kiss her. She didn't understand English, and that's all that I could have said. But all of us have got to be kind to the lust, and I couldn't love her. No, I couldn't love her like that. Father, my girl. Before I knew it, the factory was turning it on to me. I was sure that he loved me so much when he cornered me in the bathroom stall and asked if I want to kiss him. I said that I couldn't kiss him. He didn't understand English. That's all that I could have said. I've got to be kind to the lost. I couldn't love her. No, I couldn't love her like that. Father, my girl. Father, my girl. Father, my girl. Father, my girl. Oh my God, you monogram. Suitcase, VMB. How could you do this? I love Ernie. I love Ernie.
I love Ernie.
Father, my girl. Father, my girl.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Monday, December 2nd, and it's 24 hours of student power. So that was just a song from a UBC alumni, Dan Behar, and his band Destroyer.
you need something and you can't totally cover it, you know, we're there to help you, and we want.
Sounds a bit like having a mom on campus then.
What could be better? Like, my mom do my homework for me?
You don't do laundry as well in there, do you?
Oh, not quite.
Oh, maybe next term.
Yeah,
maybe.
That'd be great. No, I'm joking. Obviously, that's completely besides the point. But mentioning how you were stretching out into the Lower Mainland, what do you think is important about safe centres as a whole?
Ooh, that's a big question. I think the most important thing is centers know about each other, because we really work together to achieve a lot of the same goals. Mm-hmm. Letting people know that we're there for them. The statistics are scary insofar as violence that women experience, and especially those who are along the gender continuum, the violence that they experience, the risks to their safety.
Yeah,
not having
based on their gender or the oppressions that they face.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we know each other and we can direct them. If you're not a UBC student and you live outside in the Lower Mainland, there are resources available for you, so you don't feel like you're falling outside of that net.
Right, and I feel like a lot of people maybe have the impression that if just because, you know, they're not a UBC student, or if this is over, you know, in that area, maybe I don't live there, it's we want people to understand that we, you know, we're just coming together to create something that's comforting for a range of people, regardless of, you know, where you live. And
yeah, the awesome thing about UBC is it's our 40th anniversary. We've had a huge, huge presence here at UBC as far as really being leaders in egalitarianism, in this movement pushing people forward.
Sounds brilliant. So just out of interest, because you mentioned you're from the States, what's the difference with safe spaces here compared to in America?
Let's see, I'm not really sure exactly how to answer that, but I don't know, I can't really think of a main difference. I think that because I, just where I was from, my community, I felt like there were a lot of safe spaces, and it's really the same thing no matter where you go, I think. It's just a place that you don't feel, you know, judged, you don't feel, you feel like your opinions are valid, and you feel like you can actually learn from one another.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about how you've been here for 40 years. Can you tell us a bit about the history of how it was started, why it was started at UBC, maybe how you came to get all those cool things that you have in your room as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually getting together a collection of articles now about our history at UBC, and we're hopefully going to have an art exhibit up sometime in the spring, sometime in term two, not exactly sure when. I'm just curating that right now, along with my fabulous coordinators. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we're going to talk about is the reasons why this space was started, why it has become a resource group, is because it was scary being on campus as a woman at some point, at one point, definitely. Right. Early on in the 60s and 70s, I found a list of over 300 registered members of this space. Right. And it's awesome. Women felt like they weren't being heard, that they weren't being acknowledged in personal areas and as well as academics. I know that I'm just singling out one, but the engineering department has had quite a volatile history with women in the movement, and that's something that we want to teach people about, because it's really in learning our history that we know where we're going and where we're coming from. And when you know the reasons behind by why women had these protests, by why they petitioned UBC for more spots in faculties, that's when we really begin to feel a sense of why it's so important for us to be there.
Yeah, and I mean, it really has. It's come a long way, but at the same time, I know that there's still a large population that maybe doesn't feel safe, or, you know, doesn't feel maybe welcomed or oppressed due to sexism, and whatever that oppression may be, it's still there. That's why, you know, we're still having the conversations and trying to get things moving, you know?
Mm-hmm. How do you see that sort of playing out, like, because a lot of young women, they'll say, oh, I'm not a feminist, or they don't really register some of the discrimination that's still out there.
Yeah.
And so how do you see the stigma and discrimination playing out now?
I think what a lot of that has to do with is just being misinformed about what feminism is, and a lot of times feminism gets this connotation of being anti-male.
It gets a really
bad rap. I like boys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people, I think the word itself has kind of had this a bit of a stigma attached to it. I think just people think of it as a much, I don't know, they can think of it as kind of harsh, or I don't know. that's just kind of what I've gotten from the sense of it. But yeah, we're hoping to hopefully have some conversation and to inform people that where we lie there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And really letting them know that there is a space for them, no matter who you are. You can be a male and be a feminist.
Right. A lot of people don't think that.
Yeah. You were also talking about, you know, it UBC wasn't a safe place to be like 40 years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's still not entirely safe. Completely. As we've had these sexual assaults recently. And then you were talking about the strips you wanted to give away for testing your drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking into that now. One thing that the Women's Center is definitely looking into is getting women on campus little strips where they can test their own drinks for a couple of date rape substances. Ketamine and GHB would be them.
How often do you think that happens?
Ooh, the last stat that I've seen is about 25% of drinks are spiked.
On any given night?
That is just a general statistic. I don't know what those parameters would be, but one is too high.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
That is very terrifying. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Concern. I think it'd be a great resource to have here. It's just, even if, I don't know, just to keep it around, you've just got to be conscious.
Yeah. Well, I think just even raising awareness that's the statistic, mm-hmm. because, like, people would guard their drinks more. I mean, that's a crime,
yeah. Oh, right? One thing I tell every single person, whether you're a man or woman, mm-hmm. or no matter what you identify with, if you leave your drink and you come back, don't drink it. Don't drink it. Leave it.
Guzzle it before you go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It almost seems like these strips should be made available everywhere, though.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It should be something that's you can find more easily. So
yeah, they should really be in the bathroom of every downtown place.
Or give them away at the bar.
Yeah, completely. So,
oh, the phone's ringing.
Oh,
are we taking a call? This is so exciting.
I don't know.
Perhaps we
are. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try, everybody.
Okay, guys, this is the first.
Here we go.
Hello? Hello, yes?
Yes, it is the University Radio Station. You're on the air.
Woo. Hello.
I don't know. This is the on-air booth. So I don't think... I don't think he's here right now. Okay, I'm actually on the air broadcasting, so I can't talk. I have to go. But could you send an email to just someone on, just go to citr.ca and okay, well, why don't you try back to the office number? maybe in the day when there's somebody here.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, this is so funny.
Okay, well, he's not here and I'm on the air, so I do have to go now. Okay? Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
I almost thought it was a caller trying to talk.
I did too. I was hoping it was.
I know. I was like, he's mad about the date rape drug talk. No, it's just a caller.
You're the other end of that argument.
It's kind of a joke because I'm notorious for not knowing how to answer the phone. Hold on.
Oh no, is it going again?
Off.
If we cut off quickly, it's because
I'm notorious for not being able to answer the phone on my own show. So this is the first time I've successfully answered the phone, and now. But it's like, I don't want to answer it ever again because...
Because
it's just
someone calling. Yeah. Then you're stuck on air with someone that just needs to know directions to get...
He didn't seem to get that I was like, I'm on the air.
I'm actually on the radio.
Yeah.
What did he say back?
I said, why don't you Google, like, the website and just, you know, because you can have all the, the station manager's email. And he's like, well, I don't have a computer. Anyways, God bless you. Thanks for calling.
He's made himself a little bit famous now.
Yeah. Is Gavin here? Maybe one of them is Gavin. I think they're ready to come in. We should probably sign off. Any final words?
Just wanted to say you can check us out on Facebook, the UBC Women's Center.
Again, we're in room 245 of the sub.
Yep.
And we will be in the new building next year.
Yeah, and also if you have any ideas, comments, questions, concerns, how you want to get involved, shoot us an email. It's just ubcwomenscenter@gmail.com. So we'd like to hear from you.
Brilliant. Definitely. Thanks and so I'm going to drop by for sure. And I'm going to leave everybody with a song. This is Crevice. This is my old band from like the 90s.
They always have great cake in there.
And I'm a UBC alumni. So signing off, 24 Hours of Student Power, Jenna and Sarah, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.